This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
Ollie and Simon here as we take a look back at the last 7 days on planet Earth. What do you know about the Doomsday Clock?
Ooh. Doomsday Clock? I don't know much about the clock, actually. The Doomsday Book, I've heard of. Was that the Doomsday was part of Battle of Hastings, wasn't it?
The Doomsday Clock was started by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists in 1945 after the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
So it was originally created as a way to inform the public of the likelihood of the next nuclear war.
How do they measure that on a clock?
So over the years, the Doomscope originally started with the likelihood of nuclear war, and that's measured by which countries and how many nuclear weapons they have, mm-hmm. along with the political tensions of the time. So, for example, back in the Cold War, the clock crept closer to midnight.
Right, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Tensions were tense, clock creeps up.
Yeah. So someone have to manually change it?
Yeah, so they manually change it based on what's going on in the world.
Right, okay.
Over the year, the doom scope has expanded to include other factors like modern issues like global warming,
weather,
security, terrorism, all of those
events.
Yeah,
so at 9/11, did it change?
Yeah, so the clock would have changed slightly. The clock has been updated only 22 times, though, in its 70-year history.
Wow.
And last year, it was changed.
Was this after all of the ISIS attacks in France and things?
Exactly that.
Yeah.
So,
what time did it say?
What time do you think it was changed to?
So, I'm guessing, so midnight is like the worst it can be, World War III.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe, oh, I don't even know.
It'd be nice to have it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Would it? So, surely like 1 a.m. would be like brilliant.
Well, that would be ideal, yeah.
Right, okay.
You have to be realistic then.
Okay, so what was it changed to? If midnight is World War III.
Yeah, what is the Doomsday Clock right now sat at?
I would go, because of global warming and the amount of ISIS-based attacks, or attacks in the name of ISIS, over the last year, I'm going to say 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
What am I going to say?
Do you want to know the time it's set to at the moment?
Yeah.
The Doomsday Clock, right now, is at 11:57 p.m.
3 minutes to midnight. It thinks the World War III is going to break out very, very soon. Is that the highest it's ever been?
Yeah.
You're joking? Oh, God, that's quite scary. How official are the people in charge of this? Are they just like anoraks or...?
No, very. The only
Have they said why they've put it at that? Have they said why they've put it there? What was it during the Iraq War, for example? Or during 9/11?
Actually, that's not quite true. The closest it's ever been to midnight was in 1953 when the Cold War heated up. The nuclear arms race began.
So what did it go to?
2 minutes to midnight.
So that's only 1 minute better.
And then after diplomatic solutions sort of quelled the threat of that nuclear apocalypse, it fell right back to 12 minutes to midnight.
Oh, wait a minute. So good is 12 minutes to midnight?
Well, it's better than...
What's it normally sat when nothing's going on in the world?
I mean, right now, 12 minutes to midnight would be good in the current world that we live in.
Do we know what it was?
It went up to 7 minutes to midnight in 1968. That was around the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes to midnight again in the 1980s, of course, the US and the Soviet tensions. 3 minutes to midnight in 1991, again, US and Soviet tensions. And that was the last time that it was moved until 2015.
Wait a minute, so they haven't moved it in 25 years. So during 9/11 and the Iraq wars and Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, didn't move. 3 minutes to midnight.
No. But that's pretty high. That's because it's really high.
It's really high. But I don't... How does it work now? Like, what do the... I don't know what the...
The experts are saying the only way to reduce the time, to bring the time back, to flip the clock, is to reduce dramatically the spending on nuclear weapons. That's the only way it's going to start to...
To go backwards.
To creep back.
Because there's a, like an inevitability to it. If people keep spending it, eventually something will get let off.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? Absolutely bonkers. And scary.
It's like being at a birthday popper and telling all the kids not to pull the party poppers. The table's covered in them.
These are grown adults with responsibilities.
Yes, I know, but they're all very, mad. They're all very angry at each other, Simon, aren't they?
Oh, but how?
Someone eventually is going to let one rip. There are so many now, it just feels like at some point someone's accidentally going to let one off.
Sorry, it'd be really unexpected, like Switzerland.
Yeah.
You've been neutral for years! What are you doing? Sorry, it was a mistake.
Someone in the head of security is just having a cup of coffee, sits back on the big red button.
Aww. Oh. And he can't sit up again, because he's on it. It's like, if, as soon as I stand up, it goes off. I've got to sit here for the rest of my life. Can someone disconnect the wire underneath the button, because I've just got to sit here. It's like standing on a landmine. Don't move a muscle.
Yep.
Oh, that's all a bit scary, isn't it? A bit horrible.
Doomsday clock, 3 minutes to midnight. Ollie and Simon here as we take a look back at the last 7 days on planet Earth. Simon, did you know that in Scottish law, when somebody submits a public petition to a committee, Scottish parliamentarians must debate any petition calling for change in law?
They have to have a certain amount of signatures on the petition.
It's not like American law or British or UK English law, should I say. It's just Scottish.
Okay.
So everything that goes to a petition, anything...
Everything
has to be debated.
So one man can submit, can just go, I think that we should... And they have to go through it. What a waste of time that is.
Well, this week in Scottish Parliament...
Mm.
Some of the parliamentarians got together and they had to debate a little subject sent in by Richard Morris. Now, I don't want to speculate about Richard Morris's personal life here.
But I imagine you can glean a lot from it from this petition, can you?
It's not my place to do so, Simon.
Right, okay.
Right? I can tell you, though, this is true, that this week they had to debate in Scottish Parliament... the legalisation of sex between family members over the age of 21.
No. Oh, my goodness. Now, hang on. Do we mean, like, for example, cousins?
The whole shebang.
Did they... Was that a long debate, was it?
Whole debate, which did take place... lasted no longer than 60 seconds.
60 seconds, not surprised. Who is present for that then? All of Scottish elected MPs?
Yeah, they'll obviously have to go through a long list of things. They'll all be in there. Next on the agenda, can you sleep with your sister?
Oh my God.
And they had to, you know, they put it to bed pretty quickly. The petition read, public fears, prejudice and bigotry about adult consenting incest are mostly due to ignorance created over many years, mostly by the church and church-influenced governments and newspapers. In much the same way as public fears and bigotry about homosexuality were created. In general, societies have a tendency to target isolated individuals and to attack anything perceived to be different as a threat. For a second, when you're reading it again.
Yeah, but...
All right, here's a tricky one.
Okay. I can't even get my head around this.
No?
It's horrible.
What if... Right, you know you can do those family trees online. Everyone's doing it these days. It's big money, isn't it? You log onto a website, you put in your details, and you can find out where your family came from, who you descended from. It's like that time I found out I was vaguely related to Nigella Lawson.
Yeah. Alexander the Great, so.
Yeah. So say you did one of those family trees, okay, and this does happen, and it pops up, and you're going, oh, this is brilliant. Alexander the Great's in the family. Great.
To listen to more of this episode And to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.